When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Ever dreamed of turning your kitchen table business idea into a huge success? Or why not make your one day dream happen right now? That's exactly what my guest today did. Mum of two, Maxine Laceby, began by brewing up bone broth on her stove, which she sold to her friends as a collagen beauty product to improve hair, skin and nails. After seeing the benefits, she started researching marine collagen and decided to launch Absolute Collagen, mailing out liquid sachet sets from her home. Enlisting the help of her two daughters, Maxine and her girls enjoyed massive success with an astonishing £10 million turnover in just 3 years. Not bad for someone who calls herself a council house kid from Wolverhampton.
So it was just little old me in my kitchen with my pots and my little old wonky laptop that I had. And I started doing some research and I soon discovered it was quite possibly the collagen that was in the bone broth that was having the effect. And oh my God, my kids were just going crazy. They'd bring friends home and they'd be like pigs trotters everywhere. They'd be going, "Mum, what are you doing?" So yeah, so I realised it was the collagen. I then kind of looked up from my laptop and realised there was a couple of collagen products out there. And I thought, okay, there's some out there. What are they like? And they were either powders or tablets, which I didn't want because I'd done quite a lot of research and I'd discovered that with powders and tablets, they have a lot of fillers in. So I knew I didn't want that. I knew I wanted it to be liquid because liquid is absorbed into the bloodstream higher up the digestive tract. So I knew I wanted my product to be liquid. I wanted it to be as easy as possible. I wanted it to be ready mixed, the maximum collagen that my body needed and the best collagen in the minimum dose. I wanted it ready mixed. I didn't want to have to keep it in the fridge and I did not want to pay a lot of money for it. And that's what I created.
Welcome back to Brummy Mummies. My name is Zoe Chamberlain and I'm a journalist, author and mum. I launched Brummy Mummies as a community for families to help people to connect both online and in person. My goal is to share with you stories from the most inspiring mums and dads to help you find out how they juggle family life and everything that comes with it. Today, I talked to Maxine about why she thinks the skills we pick up in motherhood make mums brilliant in business, how to have an identity outside of being a mum, and why making mistakes is actually a good thing. Plus, she reveals some great tips on how to turn your dream into a reality. The way that it's grown over a three-year period is just phenomenal.
Yeah, so I think everyone thinks we're like an overnight success. The last 2-3 years, we've been working really, really hard at our reputation, our engagement. We've had our heads down. Firstly, looking after people. Secondly, making sure that our mission statements, our ethos, our voice is heard and people get to know who we are. And that's actually led to, I would say, to the growth. Obviously, for me, the point of reference is the product works. And that's the only reason I launched Absolute Collagen was because the product worked. There was no other reason. We send out now over 30,000 parcels a month.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
And so what's your turnover?
So the first year was 250,000. No, sorry, 450,000 in the first year. And this year is 10 million.
Remember you telling me about your mom growing up and how she would kind of earn minimum wage and would look at beauty products and think they were not affordable.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So somebody really challenged me on this and he said to me, why do you not want to put £10 a box on this when you can? And I said, because it's not right for me. But why? Why? And I had to really, really think about this for a couple of weeks. And actually, I had this image of me being, I don't know, 6 or 7 and walking around the shops with my mum. My mum was a minimum wage her whole life. She had 2 or 3 jobs. We were single parents. She had absolutely nothing. And I just remember wondering why my mum couldn't afford that lipstick that the other mums could. So I think for me, that's where it's come from. And again, to me, that's really important. I think your brand becomes you. And I've never forgotten where I've come from. And I am a council-house kid who comes from nothing. And I'm really, really proud of that. And I just think, again, it's all about respect, isn't it?
And I know now you're working with women, with mums, all about kind of how they've got those transferable skills that they can use in business. Tell me a bit about that. What skills do you think you've learned from being a mother that you now use in business?
Yeah, so I often get asked this question, you know, why have you been so successful? And I was doing a talk last year in London, and this guy said to me, I'm not being arrogant. He said, I'm a millionaire and I've got a beauty product and I'm a tech wizard. I cannot do what you've done. How have you done it? And I said to him, do you know what, mate? You're overthinking it. And I think that's the difference. So as a woman, as a mother, every single thing I use in the boardroom on a daily basis in the office, I have learnt from being a woman and a mother. So one of those might be, as a mother, you need to say, you know, you've gone out the room or you've gone out and you've just come back in and your children have got friends over to play. You need to walk in and fill that room. You need to scan it and know instantly who's happy, who's not happy, what does everyone need? And I think that's the same as business. It's no different. I can walk into my office and scan it and I can just pick up how people are feeling. And I just think that intuition that you only get from being a mother is absolutely transferable. And I have no business acumen. I have no business sort of history. I just use what I've learned from being a mother and apply it to the boardroom. For me, it really is that simple.
Mm. And also, you're dyslexic and have ADHD. So tell me how that affects your business.
Yeah, again, that's a really interesting one. I get asked this a lot as well. And I believe if I wasn't dyslexic and wasn't ADHD, I wouldn't, Absolute Collagen wouldn't be here. And I only have my own point of reference. So again, as a mother, you have to be solution focused. There's no other way to be because you have to, because your children need this and need that. So for me, being dyslexic and ADHD and very solution focused, I will always find a way. But because of those two things, I have to think around. And again, I didn't know any different. So, and it's only really since I come into the business that I realize how important and how I've used my ADHD and dyslexia as a positive. And I truly believe I would never have come up with a product had I not had to think around things and think differently. You know, there's a little thing that we have to do to our product. I think I said earlier, it's really difficult to blend. And I met somebody in the industry, who's been in the industry for over 20 years. And he said to me, how did you come up with this? It's amazing. But it's because I'm a mother and I'm solution focused.
And I think that's so interesting to think of it in that sense, because often I think mums think, oh, I can't do anything other than being a mum, or my children have flown the nest. That's the, you know, what can I possibly offer the world? And I think you're such a great example that there is so much that people can do.
Oh, 100%, you know, and I really, really, really believe. And if I had the time, maybe in a few years' time, you know, but I would love to run a business where I encourage and inspire and support women, mothers coming back into the business because or retraining or something, because I believe we have so much to offer the UK economy. It's unreal. But women are humble. We don't shout about it. We just get on with it. And I've been given this platform, Absolute Collagen is my business, but I've been given this platform to inspire women. So for all the women that have gone before me, to make my journey one that's enjoyable, and I do get heard. I mean, how lucky am I? There's so many women that don't get heard. And I do think, you know, I think looking back, I always thought to be successful, you needed a degree, you needed business experience, you needed money, you needed, you know, we're very good at judging somebody's external with our internal. So we'll look at somebody from the outside and think, God, they've got it together. I haven't. Some days I haven't got it together. We're human. And I think women, mothers expect so much of themselves. You know, and I say my children work in the business, you know, and mistakes are really, really important. And again, I've only learned that through being a business. Mistakes, being terrified of getting something wrong or making a mistake was something that held me back for so, so many years. And when I came across the product, when I came across the collagen, I realized I wanted to do it. And I was like, oh my God, what if I make a mistake? I've probably made loads. It's okay. It's how we learn. But I think we're brought up. If you look at the term wrong and mistake in the dictionary, it's like an immoral act. You know, we've been brought up to think that you should never do anything wrong or should never make a mistake. I would not be the person I am today if I hadn't pushed myself and made mistakes. And it's okay. You know, I think we need to give ourselves permission, you know, to make mistakes.
Mm, so that we give it a go.
Absolutely.
So what would be your advice to particularly women or anybody who's looking to maybe set up on their own, has got a bit of a passion and they think that they might be able to do something with it?
My advice would be follow your heart, follow your head as well, because they do actually both go hand in hand. I sometimes battle with my head and my heart. Both have a diff. So sometimes I'll be thinking of something in my heart and I can't make a decision, so I transfer it to my head. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Remain humble and ask for help. You know, in the early days, I would sit in meetings and I would put my hand up. I don't understand. I would ask that question 20 times to the point where the person in the room would be thinking, oh my God, she's asking again. There was no point me leaving that meeting unless I knew what they were talking about. I was new to business, new to digital marketing, new to Google, new to Facebook, new to beauty, new to nutrition, new to absolutely everything. So I had to ask every opportunity, and that's okay. It really is. You might feel stupid at the beginning, but you've got to ask for help. And also, don't expect to know everything. You know, one of the things I am so, so good at, and I think women and mothers are so, so good at, is recognizing what they're not good at, but turn that into a positive. So what I've done is, I'm not a tech wizard, never will be. I'm 54, it's never going to happen. I am really good at recognizing what other people are good at, and I put them in around me. So there's loads of things. When I first started, I'd run out of collagen all the time. And then my daughter Darcy said, Mum, do you think I ought to start ordering it now? You know, all the ingredients, because I was always running out. So my advice is always, always ask for help. Don't feel embarrassed. Ask many, many times. And put in around you people that strengthen your weaknesses.
And what about that whole thing about mums juggling everything at the same time? So you've got a hobby or a passion, you feel like you want to share it with other people, but your time's short and your money's short. What would be your advice in that instance?
I mean, always start small. I mean, I started with my friends. So always start with your friends, you know, just start small and see if other people like it. Start small and build up gradually.
And I know you're keen to work with the Prince's Trust and the government to try to kind of encourage this.
Oh, I so am.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, so I do some volunteering with some mentoring with the Prince's Trust, and that's disadvantaged people who want to set up a business. And I really enjoy that. And, you know, when I'm doing a talk this week, and I'll often say to them, because it is actually really true, you know, my background, you know, as a single mother, I was often left on my own. Everyone was left on their own in the 1770s. It was normal. I learned some really good skills from my childhood that I didn't know till I had my business how much they've come into play. And so I always say to people, you know, in the Princess Trust, you've actually got gifts that you don't know you've got. You can read people. And not a lot of people can do that. But when you've had an experience as a child, you do. So for me, it's always about turning things into a positive. How can I use this into a positive rather than negative? Yeah, and I would love to work with the Princess Trust further on encouraging mothers back to work. I would love to do that.
And I guess there's so many more opportunities now with social media and the digital age that we're in. People can kind of start small and build up from there.
And, you know, it's always about starting small, isn't it? I mean, I you know, like I say, I started with my friends and then, you know, we had one customer. And in fact, one of the very first customers we had was a lady who came to our afternoon tea last week. It was so lovely. But yeah, it's just about, making sure it's manageable. You know, and don't look at the whole picture, because I think if I'd have looked at everything I had to do, I do today, I probably would run a mile. But it comes in stages, you know, sorting out the ingredients. Then it was a blender. Then it was finding a packer. Then I had the product. Then it was digital marketing. So everything comes in stages. It doesn't always happen right at the beginning.
So it's baby steps all the way 100% through.
100% baby
just
steps.
Just as it is raising children.
Yeah. Definitely. And we're all learning on the job, you know, whether you're a mother with a first-time child. I remember coming home with Darcy when she was a year, you know, within the first year of her life, thinking, oh my God, what I've done. This is really hard work. You know, and business is exactly the same. But, you know, we do apply ourselves. We apply ourselves really, really well.
Could you have imagined kind of 5 years ago that you'd be where you are now?
I still don't. And that's really weird. I think because we live in it and we breathe it, and because we're a family, you don't see it from the outside. It's a really strange feeling. And I also think always remaining humble, you know, we are just who we are. We're, you know, just three girls who happen to come from the same family that are having fun. We're doing what we're doing and we all love it. Yeah, so I still don't see it for whatever reason that is. I don't know. Someone said to me, have you got imposter syndrome? And I said, I don't think I have, because I know I've worked damn hard and I know I've got a great product. But I don't think we see what other people see because we're living in it.
Oh, well, thank you very much for your time, Maxine. It's lovely to see you. Good luck with it in the future.
Thank you very much.
So do you dream of running your own business? I asked Maxine for more of her top tips for mums thinking of launching their own kitchen table businesses. Number one, don't ever doubt yourself, especially if you're a mum and you don't think you have anything more to offer. That's simply not true. Number two, look at your abilities and what you are doing day to day and take that into the workplace. Number three, as mothers, we have to be very solution focused, so use this in your business. Number four, 100% of your morals and ethics will go into your business without a shadow of a doubt. So if, for example, you have a tendency to cut corners, be very aware of this in business. You can read Maxine's full story on our Brummy Mummies Facebook page and on the Birmingham Live website. And you can find out more about Maxine, her business and her platform for inspiring women via her website, absolutecollagen.com. Brummy Mummies is a laudable production, brought to you by Brummy Mummies and Birmingham Live. You can download or stream the Brummy Mummies podcast on all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify and Apple. Be sure to follow our Brummy Mummies Facebook page for lots more family information and fun. And whilst there, sign up for our Brummy Mummies newsletter to make sure you never miss an episode. See you next time.